This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/audio.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Daniel.
And Wilbur.
We're back in the shack.
Except we're going on Christmas break.
Yeah, I need a break from the shack. It's musty.
So what do we do for these guys? What did we find?
Well, I think we dig up one of them Crypts of the Corn episodes and one of their conspiracies and give it to our audience. How about that?
There we go. So here you go. This is an episode from Crypts of the Corn we stole for you guys. Enjoy.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello and welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast.
Yeah.
I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm Jay Clone, 84.
When I come out in my cape and I start talking like that full time, wearing one of my many hats that have been gifted to me.
Yeah.
No, that's when the cult is really starts. That's when the cult's going to start getting dark, kids.
When you start talking like Froggy from Little Rascals?
Yes.
And I whipped out my lizard.
Yes, except it'll be a rough skin newt.
Yeah, true.
Ha-cha!
Yeah.
Death.
Yeah. This was this newt stored in an old boot? Actually, it was a sneaker.
We're going to talk about the time cops. Do you remember this?
Yeah, the time police, the Smithsonian, right?
Of the dirt.
What?
The Smithsonian of the dirt.
Oh, okay, there you go. There you go. Yes.
No, when we did our Living Dinosaur season finale,
mm-hmm.
I uncovered, and we didn't go into it because it was already, I don't even know how many hours we were.
A lot.
Yeah, it was all day. It was an all day adventure.
Literally.
So I don't remember how much we actually got into it. But when we started talking about geological time scale being a lie,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't really enough as far as I could really find to do a full episode on it. So that's why we're kind of doing this on a Wednesday, just to kind of talk about it. Because their website absolutely sucks.
Basically, this is the agency that regulates...
That sets the chronostratigraphy. Stratigraphy?
Stratigraphy.
Stratigraphy.
Yeah.
Charts, which is we'll talk about it. You've all seen one of their charts. Everybody's seen one. They've in every natural history book.
Is it like it's like a timeline, but going down into the dirt?
Yes.
Right? There
you
go.
Yes, they set the when we started talking about carbon dating and eons and geological scales and mass extinction events. They're the ones that kind of help manage setting that date. And we start talking about scientists that start pushing the envelope on that and changing some things. Yeah, that these are
blasphemers.
These are the ones that give the pushback and the things that, and even have really quote unquote discredited some of their work.
You mean they're challenged? People are out there challenging the science?
Yes, and they get shot for it.
You can't challenge the science. That's not what science is. Science is concrete.
Science is never changing.
Yes. It's science is what we say it is today, and only what we say, or at least a peer-reviewed authority.
Oh my gosh. All right. The International Commission of Stratigraphy, the ICS, and I will be trying to refer to it as the ICS for the rest of it.
Okay.
The International Commission, the largest and oldest constitution of scientific body in the International Union of Geological Sciences.
I already don't like that.
They're the oldest. They're the oldest group.
The old guard.
They are the old guard. The primary objective is to define precisely global units, system series, and stages of the International Chronostratigraphy Chart that, in turn, is the basis unit for periods, epochs, and ages of the International Geological Timescale, thus setting a global standard for the fundamental scale of expressing the history of Earth.
Okay. So what that means is they're in charge of determining what level of dirt under you is.
Really break it down.
Okay.
Because this is just, and let me finish the paragraph and then let's break it out. Okay. One more sentence.
Okay.
The work of this commission is divided between 17 subcommissions, each responsible for scientific period of geological time. Their work is overseen and co-oriented by the executive of 6 officers.
Only 6?
They have the weirdest structure of anything I've ever heard. They have, so each quote-unquote time scale, each big unit, the 17, has its own subcommission that helps monitor and kind of any papers that are coming up, any scientific discoveries, whether it's there is a whole bunch of people that's only job is just to make sure that this scale stays intact.
Right. That nothing's changing it.
As far as and we'll talk about the subcommissions and all that. So let's break down the first, the International Commission of Stratigraphy is the largest and oldest constitution in the scientific body in the International Union of Geological Sciences, the IUGS.
The International Union.
They're the oldest thing
mm-hmm.
of geological sciences, of like a big group.
Mm-hmm.
Its primary objective is to define the global units, the system series and stages. So that's, and then of the International Chronographic Chart. So that chart, the wheel you see that goes back in time, or, you know, when you go deeper in the soil, that thing.
Right.
They are the ones that define it.
Mm-hmm. And they make sure everything falls in line with it.
Yes. And in turn, the base units, the periods, epochs, and ages, we talked about a lot in the dinosaurs episode, that they keep those proper.
Mm-hmm.
They keep this is what it is. Of the International Geological Timescale.
This is what the Rockefellers said it needs to be, so we need they're paying us to maintain this.
I think these guys are older than the Rockefellers. I think these guys found the Rockefellers in the rock.
Huh?
It's just a joke. Good geologist. I don't know.
They found some fellers in the rock?
Yeah, that's Rockefellers.
Oh, okay.
Because these are the dirt people.
Oh, they dug them up.
Yeah.
That's why they all look like mm-hmm. corpses.
All right. Thus, setting a global standard for the fundamental scale of expressing the history of Earth. These guys set the standard of what the history of Earth is. So, when we start
the science.
When we start talking about fossils being found at a time.
Uh-huh.
Remember those big jumps? I talked about some of the bivalves.
Yes.
The mollusk, the mussels that hopped, hundreds of millions of years out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And these were the ones that kind of were shutting that down forever until they found living ones. So they're like, oh,
we don't have to do this no more.
Well, no, then they're like, they can't hide it now.
Right, yeah.
They were shutting down the research into those things.
Oh, understood.
Until
okay.
they were like, oh, they're still, they never went extinct. They just disappeared from the fossil record.
Yeah.
So these are, it's one of their things. The work of the commission is divided between 17 subcommissions, each responsible for just a specific period in geological time. Their work is overseen and coordinated by the executive of 6 officers. So yeah, they're great.
Oh yeah, yeah. The International Time Police.
So if anybody goes to their website, which is, I'm reading right off their website.
The ICS?
I'm reading right off the ICS's website.
Okay.
It doesn't look good.
What do you mean? Like it's a cheaply made website or what?
It just, it's very plain. It looks like it was made in 2013.
Oh, it's just like a front. This is to satisfy.
And you know how I feel about the Smithsonian, but their website's at least nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice website when you go on it and you look around. Like
it's well, it pretty. Should be. It's taxpayer it's easy funded,
to,
right?
Yeah. Oh, no, kind of.
It should be. Should be nice. You know, we get nice things for our taxes that we, you know, give to our government. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Nice things?
So, here's the subcommittees. Do you want me to read? This is crazy to me. This really is.
Yeah, let's hear
it. And I don't know, some of these scientists, we may know scientists that work on here, or tangentially, scientists that know these scientists. So, if any, because we have several scientists listen to the show, if you know any of these guys and gals and they want to reach out, let me know. Because as of now, I don't know how I feel about this organization.
Okay.
But yeah. So the Precariogen, the Cariogen, the Indiocene, the Cambrian, the Ordovician, the Silurian, the Devonian, the Carboniferous, the Permian, the Triassic, the Jurassic, the Cretaceous, the Paleogen, the Neogen, the Quadrinone, the okay. So those are the those 15 I just read.
Gosh, yeah.
Are the time scales. They're chunks right. of time.
And you were going back in time as you read those,
yes,
right?
Yes. So that okay. was the quote-unquote, the first one was the most the recent. Start of time.
Oh.
No,
so yeah. you're coming towards modern time.
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
So the last one, number 15, the quadrillion is modern day.
Okay.
Modern day up to you, whatever. I don't know.
They're just making,
I can click on it and find it in a second.
They're just making up words.
100%.
That's the Silurian one, though. That was one, right? S-I-L. Yeah. You ever heard that theory, the Silurian hypothesis, where that's the time period in which like the reptilians reigned?
Yeah, Doctor Who did it. It was the Silurians or a reptilian race from Earth that appeared in Doctor Who since the 50s.
Okay, okay.
In the modern day. But yeah, and they... In the Doctor Who, they were there till the end of the Jurassic, I believe, when they could see the meteor coming. So they all, so half of them went underground to hibernate for X million years. Half of them went into space.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, I've heard the theory. But yeah, the Cambrian, all this. So this, the last two though, are the stratigraphy chart classification and timescale calibration. Those are two subcommittees.
Okay.
So one of them is just the timescale calibration. So I'm going to click on a couple of these and just kind of read what they do, or I guess it's who they are. They really don't say what they do.
Oh, they don't? I was just going to ask what that even means, like time scale calibration, to make sure everything fits into their narrative.
I'm not going to read these guys' names because I don't, like I said, I have suspicions that this organization is very much like the Smithsonian and has people that probably have the best of intentions and then people that don't.
Okay.
So I'm not going to, you can find all these guys' and gals' names.
Just by going to the ICS website?
Yeah, but I'm not going to read them on here, but these subcommittees, all they do is keep their period of time in check. As in, if research is coming out, they're supposed to be a source to check with things.
Okay.
Like, if you're digging in this area, that kind of stuff, and you find stuff, you're supposed to be able to check with them. Like, the Smithsonian, you're supposed to check for species, remember?
Okay.
We talked about that with the Smithsonian a lot. And then other things. So, when we started talking about that, we started talking about tissues and all this stuff and like out of place fossils and time skips and all this. These were the ones that, these guys are the guys that were really fighting it. Let's go to their guide.
Ooh, what's their guide going to be?
I don't know. I'm working through the website with you.
Okay. To help keep things in line. This is how they do it.
There's nothing here. This is there. It's two paragraphs.
Let's read it.
Well, it's just literally the color chart of all the big words of the time scale.
And what they mean?
No.
Oh, it just lays out the chart or the names?
Lays out the terms.
Oh, wonderful.
With no meaning. Maybe if I go to definitions, here we go.
So no help.
This website is like, I don't know if it's archaic on purpose, but it's like a kid made it.
I was just saying, is it like something they built a long time ago and then just once they're done, they were done. Yep, they don't have to touch again. This will satisfy everyone. Unless people start questioning it.
Yeah. There's also a thing they do is the Geobiodiversity Database. So the Geobiodiversity Database is a formal database of the ICS, first established in 2012. It is based at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, Nanjing Institute of Geology and Paleontology. The project and its website is directed by Dr. Hung He. The new website, and they give the website there. Since 2019, the database supported by the technicians surveyed the usage and collection feedback from the users. This is used based in designing and developing both the database and website. It's a whole bunch of nothing. It's like when you, it's
a bunch of rigmarole.
I'm going to the new website they say that they made in 2019. But this is the organization for all the publications and like just going through this website. Oh, now it's not loading great.
Well, you think it would be just a little bit more informative or updated with the fact that how much like power, how much they control, you know, if everything has to be kind of filtered through them.
And I don't even know if it has to be. It's more that they'll come out and say that this paper was wrong.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So they're the axe.
Right, yeah. I guess they're the ones doing the filtering. It's not that you have to filter it. They're just going to automatically do it because they've got their feelers out. It's like Big Brother watching, and this is just an arm of Big Brother. Like, nope. Don't. You cannot say this. You can't publish this. You can't acknowledge this because it doesn't fit with the science. And if it doesn't fit with the science and it don't match the seeds and the seed fossils, no, sorry. Sorry, Graham. It's not real. They didn't even have smelting at that certain time period. But don't look right before that, or don't look at any other time in the period that I'm not referring to. Time scale, police. That's how it works. Do you think that's what like modern day archaeologists and stuff, you know, they kind of use this as a tool as well?
Yeah.
100%. And they don't.
Well,
I
don't even know if they're doing it on purpose or not.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. Do you think they're doing it on purpose, or do you think they're just,
I think,
take this as gospel, basically?
I think this is very much the Smithsonian, that the old people in the community, the old people that have been archaeologists, the men and women have been archaeologists forever, have kind of gotten used to. Remember we talked about the 10 monkey experiment with the ladder?
Yes, with the bananas on top. Yes.
Let's talk about that real quick. So what happens is you put 10 monkeys in a cell. There's a bananas up at the ceiling. You put a ladder in there. And every time one of the monkeys climbs up the ladder to get the bananas, everybody gets sprayed with cold water.
Right.
So after a while, all the monkeys in the enclosure know that don't go up the ladder because we're all going to get sprayed with cold water.
Right.
So they take out a monkey and they put a new monkey in that's never been in this experiment. The first thing he does is try to go up the ladder
to get the bananas.
The other monkeys pull him down
and attack him.
And they attack him. They beat the poop out of him.
Mm-hmm. They beat the bananas out of him.
And they do. And keep in mind that monkey's never been sprayed.
Right.
So slowly they change out every monkey from the original experiment to 10 monkeys that had never been sprayed with water. They've all been beat up for trying to go up the ladder to get the bananas
to eat.
So they all ignore it. That's what I think is happening with these institutes.
Yeah.
It's not the scientists. The scientists are being conditioned.
They're being monkeys.
They're being conditioned by this system.
Right, yeah.
That if you go up and you try to present research that is against the scales,
the paradigm
that is against it, you're going to get beat up by your cohorts, mm-hmm. or you're going to get sprayed with cold water, right? That's, you know, that was the institute that, you know, the ICS.
Yeah. You lose your tenureship.
They make fun of you, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
This international commission.
They get you fired.
And so what your colleagues see, okay, he got sprayed with water. The institute may get sprayed with water. Like, say you're with an academic institute.
Oh, no.
And you promote this. And now, not only is this coming back on you, this is coming back on your bosses.
Right,
the
people that are...
The university.
Know, right, that are overcharging kids for tuition. Yeah. And yes, those people.
So everybody gets sprayed with water. So what do you... And then, you know, like, I think that's what these things are. So I don't know if the science... Like, I don't know if any of... I don't really think any of the scientists really know that it's maybe wrong.
Anything?
That...
I'm just joking. I'm doing...
But I don't know if they know that there may be lies.
Right.
Purposeful lies.
Right, yeah.
Purposeful lies behind all of this.
Because
the carbon-14 thing has been disproven a billion times.
Right. And
at least inaccurate.
You're talking about carbon dating.
Carbon
things.
Dating. Yes. Yeah, sorry. Thank you. Yeah, carbon dating has been disproven to be accurate.
Because
many times. We did cover that a lot in the dinosaurs episode.
That deals with the half-life of a carbon-13 molecule.
14.
Carbon-14. One of them up there. I don't know. And how much they, what is the word?
It's radioactive decay, right?
Decay, how much they decay over.
And it is, it does, in fact, in a controlled system, we talked about that in the episode, in a controlled system, it does decay very measurably.
Right. The problem is
the things that affect it, I don't know. They're like lightning and volcanoes.
Well, we don't know. That's the thing.
No, I know. I do know. When were we talking about that?
Oh, gotcha.
They know volcanoes.
Okay, affect
really,
it.
Really mess up the carbon dating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we live on a volcanic rock.
Hmm.
Where in the middle of that time scale, when we talked about mass extinctions,
there was a giant volcanoes blowing off everywhere.
Volcano in Russia?
Yeah.
Threw up a continent?
Or what was that? It was that the Toba super volcano?
I don't even remember now.
I don't remember what that one is.
But mass extinction killed 99% of life on Earth, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And threw up so much lava that it killed everything on the, you know, basically it was hand sanitizer on the planet.
Yeah.
And we're still using it to, we're still using carbon-14 to date past that event.
Yeah. Science.
And then the big geological, like, lightning storms and those kind of things.
Well,
they affect carbon dating. So to say that that is, I'm not saying it's not a useful tool. I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I talk about that with eDNA. And some people really talk about eDNA being the catch-all, be-all, end-all.
Right.
And it's not.
No.
Right now, it's a useful tool. You cannot rely solely on it.
Nope.
You just can't. It's not. It's in infancy. The carbon dating thing is, I think, similar. To where, yeah, you know, some circumstances, I'm sure, it, you know, it's semi-accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's probably within, depending on what you're talking about, a couple thousand years, a couple hundred, I don't know. But then other situations, it's inaccurate.
Absolutely, yeah. But why would we deviate from that when we can use it to maintain this ICS timeline?
And I don't know anything about these guys. I tried to look on their website and get any idea about, like, they vote on things. They have publications. They have prizes. Don't go to their website and take anything. They're very suey.
Mm.
So just make sure.
Suey!
Mm-hmm. I actually nominated you for one of the prizes.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's that?
The International Commission awards two ICS prizes to outstanding geoscientists every 4 years during the International Geological Congress. And since 2015, during the ICS's Astrate Conference. So I entered it in. Don't worry. You're in it.
Good. I should win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been making great strides in this field.
No, it's just, it's an interesting thing. Do you want the Digby McLean Medal?
What's that?
This geologist's name is Digby.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
That would be like my name having salamander or fish in it.
Or like, you know, an archaeologist named Flint.
I just looked back through all the past winners, and I just want everybody to know they're all old white men.
Well, I mean, what else would it be?
Yeah, just saying. Just saying. It's all old white men. So I don't know. I really think it's the 10 monkeys thing. And like I said, there's not enough to do a web, because they are so secretive, whether it's on purpose or not, whether they're just a bullying tool, they're just a bat.
Right.
They don't meet very often. They review things by commission.
But they're a legitimate organization, and we have to listen and respect them, and whatever they say is science.
I don't know where they get funding.
Yeah, where's their authority come from? Where it is, you know, where does their, like you said, funding come from? What makes them say that they're even right at all?
That's what I'm saying, is that there's just not a lot. But if you go against them, they will rail. Like, when we talked about it in the dinosaurs episode, you know, they'll come out and say they've done that with several things.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to find annual reports. They haven't released a report since 2022. What year is it?
2024 right now.
What year is it going to be here in, like, two weeks?
2025.
Okay.
So, and three years at the max, depending on when it happened. I was just going to, did you see, I'm going to try to find it right now, but since we're talking about those super volcanoes and, you know, you mentioned we're sitting on a ball of magma, basically. Elon Musk recently tweeted out, and this is one of the reasons why I don't trust him or don't care for him. He made this big old post. Because someone made a post about the pole shift happening, and he made this big old post how we're just a crust on top of a liquid mantle and a core, and, you know, that like it's fact, and that this is why it's happening, and he was so sure of it. And it just bothered me a little bit because it's still a theory.
And
We don't know.
I agree. I do believe that's what it is.
But why is he?
I don't know, right? I don't know.
Why is he putting out there like it is fact? Like he knows everything. He doesn't. This is, he does not. He's a liar. He, look at every company he's ever owned. Oh, this giant borehole company. Oh, failed. Never finished doing the giant borehole, even though we spent billions of dollars on it, given into him. SpaceX. Oh, okay, we sent a car into space. No, that was fake and green screened. Everyone knows it, but people still believe it. I still don't believe their launches. Hey, let's launch a rocket up and then land it on a platform, but we'll make sure the TV cameras cut as it's landing and then just show it perfectly landed after it cuts back. What's another? Teslas. Oh, yes, Teslas. And the vehicles that just drive 100 miles an hour on their own and kill people because there is a his AI. Oh, it doesn't work. Ain't that weird. The Tesla Cybertruck.
I do want a Cybertruck.
Because it's dumb?
Because it's the stupidest looking thing I've ever
seen. Exactly, yes.
Did you see the blue one parked uptown?
No.
It was one of the ONU dads a couple weekends ago because they had some kind of thing for... Yeah, it was a really pretty blue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it looks just like a dumpster.
It just looks dumb.
Like the blue dumpsters around here.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
No different, in my opinion. Hey, let's put a cover over our...
I love all the sharp angles.
Dude, it's awful. It literally looks like a vehicle from Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, an 80s sci-fi movie that was predicting what the future would look like.
To me, it looks dumb.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior painting primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. A video game that invested everything into cutscenes.
Oh, okay.
But you only get two polygons.
Yep.
When you're in the driving game.
This looks good.
It's truck shaped.
Yeah, back in 1997, this would have looked awesome.
It's truck shaped. I don't know. I'm not saying these guys are bad. And like I said, we have plenty of scientists that listen, and many of the scientists that listen agree with kind of the sentiment I give off with this kind of stuff. That individual scientists aren't bad. It's these commissions, they're designed to put them in boxes and punish people that try to get out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear. Probably the clearest science it's in is archaeology.
Hmm.
Of, you know, more recent human, you know, last couple hundred thousand years, whatever. And that's by the ICS's timescale.
Right. Their official narrative. Which
it's just, we don't know. And I'm not saying the Earth isn't ancient. I'm not saying the Earth is 6,000 years. I don't know. I have my beliefs. But these guys are so hardcore on what it is. Uh-huh. I was just looking at the minutes of the last episode, or the last thing they did, which is in 2022.
Okay.
I was just looking at the minutes, and the stuff that they're debating
is...
It's the nitpickiest stuff.
Right, there you go.
It's just...
Doesn't affect our lives at all.
No, I mean, and most of it won't, because they were talking about individual species of in the Triassic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about every time this comes up, it occurs bad behavior.
Hmm. Okay.
Like they're arguing.
Okay.
And so they just shut it down.
Stop discussing it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. And like I said, these guys could be great. And I think most of these scientists are probably fine people. I think they probably are the experts in their field. Like we talk about with the Smithsonian, the scientists you see working the front are probably great, fine people. They don't know what's happening in the back.
The whole story behind the back, yeah.
Or they get nudges here and there.
They're just doing what they need to do to get their paycheck and go home and live
science,
their life.
And I get it. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. There's no money in science unless you sell your soul to an oil company.
Well, yeah, that helps.
That was always the joke in fisheries.
What?
That there's only two types of fisheries. You make $11,000 a year or you make $500,000 a year.
Okay.
And every one of us did not want to be the $500,000 a year guy.
No, who wants to be that?
Because you were shilling for an oil company or this company like the one I've told about, the one company that was poisoning the water where kids were swimming, and or the fish, the awful fish, which I'll be able to talk about a lot more stuff here in 2 weeks.
Hey, really?
Yeah, it's my NDAs are, I think, done.
Oh, Patreon.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of Patreon stuff.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Because it's just the stuff that companies get away with,
mm-hmm.
and they get scientists to lie for them because of the scientist's name, and that stuff goes. But the one scientist we were talking about in the Living Dinosaurs episode just said, hey, you know, this mollusk, I don't think, I think their time scale's off or something, you know, just something's weird with it. Nope, discredited.
Right, yeah.
Dumb.
Kook, wacko, crazy. He's weird.
And then these big gaps in the fossil record, and the whole, the stratification, right, of, mm-hmm. you can see the time, right? You can see differences.
Sure.
In the soil, and you can. I 100% am agreeing with that.
Yeah.
The thing I'm getting at is the dates, right? Organic compounds are easier to judge with decomposition. So after a certain layer, it's just you can't judge it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's crazy one-off things like massive floods.
Natural disasters, yes.
Hurricanes. Like,
what? No. Those don't affect the stratification. The land stays put. Come on. Are you kidding me? Nothing will move under our feet. That's solid for the past millions of years. It's never moved. Especially near the top in the first 10 feet. No way.
Gosh. And I don't know. I don't know if these guys are good or bad. I really don't know. I'm hoping somebody will reach out either way.
That'd be nice.
Because this is not a science I've dealt a lot with. The website answers
nothing.
No questions. And that may not be on purpose. You know, it may be because it's a commission that meets quarterly and they all work. Because it seems like all the scientists work for their own universities, their own departments, their own programs. And they may just do this in their free time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find that information either. Mm-hmm. Of if it's a volunteer thing or if it's a paid gig, I don't know. So that's why we're not doing a full episode on it.
Gotcha.
Because there's just no bones.
But it's good. It's something you need to be, I think, good to be aware of.
I think I think 100%. I really think these are one of the monkey in the ladder things.
This thing exists.
Yeah, and it has been used as a bully.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like NAGPRA.
Like NAGPRA.
Smithsonian uses that often.
I think that was in part two. That may have been in the Patreon episode.
Oh, maybe.
Look up NAGPRA. It's
NAGPRA.
Yeah, maybe that'll be one of our season break episodes this year.
There we go, NAGPRA.
No, actually, I don't think we can because of stuff we've said.
We'll
look into it. We'll look into it.
Maybe we'll redo it, a public episode version of it.
Because it's just, some of these institutions are just used to bully scientists from researching anything outside the box.
Can't do it.
And that's the whole point of science, is that you're supposed to change your opinion with new data.
What?
You're supposed to adapt and evolve and grow as a community. Like some of the best science is, you know, you build off the shoulders of people, you know, you build, you add, you change things.
See, I always thought, I was under the impression recently that it was just you listen to authority. And what authority says, authority in science especially.
Well, no, that is the science. That is one guy that has $28 billion that wears a beagle.
Fur on his...
Or just a whole beagle.
Oh, okay.
Just cuts a beagle in half and puts it on his head.
Yeah, he probably does.
But it's for the betterment of mankind.
Well, for the betterment of science.
For the betterment of science.
And science is good for mankind, always. It's always the science is good.
We'll see if this episode ever makes the light of day. I don't even know.
It will. It needs to.
It may just be a Patreon episode.
I was going to read this. I found the Elon Musk tweet real fast. I just want to hear your reaction. So the initial tweet was by this guy named Brian, I don't even know, is it Rommel? I don't know. He said, Magnetic North is now drifting faster than 30 miles per year. It has already moved back past geological north and a place that has not been for thousands of years. So that's what he posted, and he kind of showed where it's moving around, you know, on the thing. So Elon jumps in, retweets it, and says, we live on a thin crust of solid rock, beneath which is a vast ball of molten rock. Earth's core, which generates most of our magnetic field, is 85% iron and moves independently from the surface plates, which is why magnetic pole positions changes position.
That is the theory. Yes.
That's the theory. He's just saying this, though, like it's settled science, fact.
We've gotten 11 miles down is the deepest we've gone, I believe.
That was the Russian borehole, right?
Which I don't know. That one, I think, was like 15 or 16 miles, and I don't trust that one.
Okay.
But
why don't you trust it?
Because it's Russian. It was weird how it came out.
The weird anomalies from it?
No, well, that one too. The hell screaming. Screams.
Yeah.
But also that I think Canada was drilling a borehole at the same time. So Russia may have just exaggerated how deep they went.
Maybe. You know? Either way, we haven't been that deep in the earth at all, ever.
It was different than any theory suggested.
Yeah.
When we got down.
Because it was getting hotter, right?
It was getting more liquidy.
Okay.
Faster than we were thinking.
Okay.
So it's hard to explain. I'm not a geologist. It's geological sciences are not my strong suit. I know a little bit about fossils, but it was just very different. The temperature was different. The liquefaction, I think is what it's called, was different. And then they were eating through geobits, so they were hitting harder materials than they should have been. And it was not making a lot of sense because it was turning into liquid. You shouldn't be eating a drill bit.
Right, yeah.
But it was still eating a drill bit.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just running into things that they weren't sure of. And it's theory, and I think it's mostly correct. I think the core may be, or not the core, I think the mantle may be much thicker in areas than others. I think towards the center of a continental plate, a mantle is really, really thick. And around the edges is where it's that thin. I mean, we know when you go to the edges, you can see in the Trench of Fire, you can actually see the superheated water coming up from where the two shelves are touching or ripping apart, which is, you know, the lava underneath. We know there's lava in the ground.
Right, yeah, we know that.
Well, it's magma there. It's lava when it hits.
Right, when it hits surface.
So I think the shelves, I think the continental plates are much thicker towards the middle. I think they're like disc, like the UFO kind of shaped, where, you know, they have a top and a bottom towards the middle. And I think like the hollow pockets I talk about are in towards the middle of those things.
Okay.
To where there is room for it. And the heat from it may be keeping these areas thermically active enough to support big things of life, not just, you know.
I'm just thinking in my head, do you think this is what scientists actually do when they come up with these theories and then just publish it and say it's real, like what we're doing right now?
Some of them do, yeah.
And then they publish it like, well, that fits our theory. Let's cross-check it with the ICS and say they approve. We're good to go. Publish. Will you peer review this for me, please?
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Peer review. This is just, I don't know.
Time cops.
This is just to show you that I do think there are scientists that, I guess this is what the purpose of this thing was.
Okay.
And the people that'll hate this episode are the ones that don't listen all the way to the end.
Okay.
The purpose of this episode is to show you that there are serious scientists. There are highly accredited academics that want to look outside the box, that are really working. Like we have friends that did Lazarus Tax. You know, we have friends that have done amazing, amazing works. And then there are other groups that are hammering them home. So that's one, the thing I hate, and you know I hate it, and you joke it with me about it, is saying, well, the science says this.
Right.
No, it doesn't. No, there's no such thing as the science or science.
There's one thing.
Yeah.
But that's it.
There's no such thing. It doesn't exist.
What, the science?
Yeah.
Well, one thing exists is the science.
Well, then it's a guy.
Right, yes.
No, but I'm saying that when people say, well, science says this, good or bad.
You right,
it doesn't matter if they're trying to win an argument or they're trying to disprove an argument or whatever. They say, science says this. You can find two highly accredited men or women that disagree, and they are, you know, both the tops of their respective field. They're both highly intelligent, and they disagree, right? And that's how science is supposed to be. So when you see media and these outlets and these things that are acting like hammers to the people that are venturing too far outside the box, that are even suggesting, and I think a lot of this is doing to companies. I think what we've talked about a lot with like digging for foundation, like for buildings and archaeology, like I think that's motive enough. I don't think there has to be a quote unquote big conspiracy to lie to us. I do think there is one, but I don't think there has to be for it to make financial sense.
Right.
Like we talked about in Italy where it's a biggest pain to build these massive resorts because of just the stuff in the ground.
Right. The stuff they're digging up.
So once they say there's no people lived here past X date.
Right.
So they stop looking.
Mm-hmm. They don't care. Dig away.
Yeah. Here in America, it happens all the time.
Absolutely.
We just talked about it a couple weeks ago with the Aboriginals in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The 44,000 years when they got here. Well, they have the site from 80,000 years and 120,000.
That doesn't jive with the time police.
So I guess notes. The whole point was just to say that these organizations do not represent scientists as a whole.
Mm-mm.
They do not. There are plenty of scientists. If you know scientists, we have plenty of amazing scientists to listen, to participate in Patreon. we've been very blessed with the scientific community that's absolutely supported this stuff. So it's more to say that these organizations do not represent everybody. So I feel bad for those men and women. They get lumped into this. Well, you're a scientist, so you think this. Mm-hmm. No, there's plenty of open-minded scientists.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I hope I'm not too hard when I tease like
academia. No, and I think academia. People get it. I think people get it. You know,
there's a certain group of people that...
And they're not even academics. They're just government puppets.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And like I said earlier with the shills, with the fisheries work, like... You make a scientists make no money, or they make a lot of money, but it's like two people that make a lot of money.
That repeat the company line.
Yes.
Yep.
If you're working for the oil company, you make $500,000 a year. If you're working against the oil company, you make $11,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. And then we tax half that too.
I know that for a fact. Well, because they don't tax those guys as hard because it's gift. Half of it is gift. And,
oh, okay.
Because you can't tax a company gift.
I just figured.
Oh, no. You tax the $11,000 guy.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't tax a $500,000
guy. Oh, that, no. I meant the $11,000.
He only makes $11,000 too. But we give him a $489,000 in a gift every year.
Right, yeah. No, that's not taxed at all, absolutely.
In a little baby pool.
No, the $11,000 guy, he needs taxed.
So let us know your thoughts. If I got it wrong, I'm sorry. I just read it off their website. And like I said, that's the information I know about besides what we read in the Living Dinosaurs episode with the people that they came against.
Mm-hmm. So let us know what you think about the Time Police and the ICS.
And maybe wrong on them. I don't know. With this episode, I'll see how I feel about it tomorrow, if we release it or not.
This needs to be out. Public needs to hear it.
This may be... I can't wait. Oh, I can wait. I don't mean it. Whenever the podcast is over, the last few episodes are going to be absolutely insane.
Why?
Because there's just a lot of stuff that I want to get into, but I don't want to ruin anything.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll find an outlet for it.
All right. Well, I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been Jay.
We'll catch you next week, guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Crypt is the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jay clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.